Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you love public education, let me hear you.
About 5,000 people showed up for the education rally at the state capitol on Monday. Most were teachers and school administrators who came to tell lawmakers that their shrinking budgets are making it difficult to give kids a quality education, and they need more funding. Janet Weaver, a teacher at Hartshorn High School, says sometimes her school doesn't have enough money for even the most basic things.
I buy pencils for my students. I buy paper for my students. Because if they don't have a pencil, they can't do my work.
Raising teacher pay to the regional average was another rally cry. Breanne Peters, a pre-K teacher from Maud Public Schools, said the $28,000 a year that she makes doesn't cut it.
If you look at the base pay for teachers, the base pay for a first-year teacher is $30,000. We're not asking to make millions of dollars. We're just asking for a livable wage.
Oklahoma is currently ranked 48th in the nation for teacher pay, according to the National Center for Education Statistics. Senator Jason Smalley says a $600 million budget shortfall will make it difficult, if not impossible, to give the educators the additional funding they want.
The money aspect is very easy for me. I mean, the state of Oklahoma doesn't have it, so we can't give money where we don't have that.
Rallygoers also want legislators to do away with the high-stakes testing, such as the end-of-instruction exams that high schoolers must pass to graduate. Senator Ron Sharp, the vice chair for the Senate Education Committee, said teachers need to be more reliable voters and contact the legislators more often.
You can't just come up here one time a year and expect us to act. The squeaky wheel gets the grease in politics.
He says if they become more active in the political game, they're much more likely to get what they want. This is the second year in a row that educators have rallied on the state capitol. For KOSU, I'm Emily Wendler.